Stefan, welcome back to the show, man. This is pretty unique. How did you get accepted into it, and what do you feel your chances are?
Oh yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm pumped. I'm taking off this weekend actually, and I'm going to Switzerland and to Abu Dhabi. But at the end of last year, I was just contacting teams from around the world. I kind of always do to see if there's any opportunities out there. You know, it's maybe not as traditional as in other sports where you kind of get drafted and moved up the ranks. You kind of gotta find your own openings. So the race team said, "Hey, we're running this reality show. You should enter." So I sent in a 1-minute video and then sent in my resume. And then all of a sudden in January, about 4 or 5, 6 weeks later, I got a call back and they said, "You're in." So yeah, I'm stoked. It's crazy to becoming a reality now.
So who are the people you're competing against?
There's drivers from all around the world. There's some drivers that I hadn't heard of before. Sometimes it's a bit less experience, but there's also guys who run in the Indy 500 before, even guys who've tested Formula One cars. So there's a huge gap in sort of experience, but it's drivers from all around the world. So I'm the only Canadian. I'm the Canadian representative, and yeah, I'm pumped that I get a chance to prove myself. Because really, coming from here, we don't always get the most opportunities. Being an Edmontonian, trying to make it in the world stage of racing, so you know, all I ever ask for is a chance. So this is pretty cool.
Well, Stefan, I got to say, you've never been shy. You jump in with both feet. I mean, IndyCar, you're still a young guy. Now you're taking this on. You're often the youngest guy in the pit, it seems. Talk about this series specifically. Is it a dozen races? Is that what I'm seeing? And how much variety in the tracks? And how does the series set up technically for you as a driver?
You know, that's something they're actually keeping us in the dark a lot with, because it is still a TV show, it's a documentary, so they haven't told us all the challenges, what's going to be. I think they said there's going to be 36 challenges over 12 weeks of the show. So we just kind of have our tickets for the first round, where it's going to go from 24 to 18 drivers after the first 4 episodes, I believe. I'm assuming we'll definitely be doing some driving in Abu Dhabi. I don't know any of the specifics, though. And then beyond that, there's, I think, the cut from 24 to 18 drivers. And then 18 drivers will move on to Japan. 12 drivers will move on to Portugal. And then the final 4 will be doing a shootout in France for the ultimate seat at the 24 Hours of Le Mans. So I don't know the details of it exactly. So I think, personally, I've just been trying to prepare, as I always have. And like you said, I've kind of jumped both feet in a lot of times. Earlier in my career, I probably had a little bit less experience, but I feel good about it now. I'm pretty confident in the things I've done so far. So yeah, I'm ready to take it on. It doesn't really matter to me that guys have run the Indy 500 or whatever. I mean, in the end, we all have to do the job, and I'm confident I can do that.
Now, how does it go for setting up your car? Like, do you have a crew? How's that going to work?
I'm assuming we're going to have something brought to us and where we're all going to jump into equivalent cars of some sort. So whether in the first round we'll go to some sort of school where they have a number of cars that are even, or we'll all be jumping in and out of one car doing time trials. You know, it's hard for me to say exactly how it's going to line up. It might not be exactly like a race weekend, and I'm sure there's going to be other challenges thrown at us because of the nature of the show. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. So they really have kept us with as little information as possible. They just said, be ready for things to change, be ready for things to go sideways, who knows. So, you know, it's hard to say, but I'm sure it will be great. It'll be a great show, no doubt. And I think it's going to be cool in a lot of ways, because you don't get to see, you know, beyond the driver's helmets. You usually don't even know who's in the car. For most times, this will be pretty cool to develop some stories and backgrounds on a number of people.
So it's essentially flying by the seat of your pants. You're not getting to take your own crew chief, your own mechanic, those kind of things. That you're sort of all the drivers are going to sort of be plug and play.
Essentially, yes. So there is a team there's a team that we're competing for a ride for, the team SARD Marand, which is a Swiss and Japanese team.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ultimate goal. That's the end team. They've got their full engineers, crew, everything. So they're choosing the best driver to fit in that spot for them. So we're all vying for that, and you know, it's going to be based on, you know, more than just, I think, driving skill, which is going to be a big part, but you know, there's cultural fit, there's all sorts of other things they're going to be looking at to make sure that the guy they pick is going to be ready to go win the race for them.
Now, I know the show itself starts on March 26th. So is it live online? How does it work?
Yep, I believe it's all aired online, and I believe after it's aired initially live, it should be on there for good on racetothe24.com. So for now, the plan is for it to be all online. Maybe if the Canadian driver does well, maybe we'll get a chance to see TSN or someone picking it up. That'd be pretty cool. But I don't know that just yet. But it would be awesome to see if we get some interest in the show, and hopefully I do well. And yeah, we'll have it on aired at some point.
How do you pack then? Like, do you pack to be gone a month? Like, how much extra stuff? Like, how much racing gear do you got to bring?
I'm bringing all my racing gear because you never know. And I think they said, you know, we'll need it, whether it's for being in the car, for photo shoots. So I'll have all my racing gear. I always travel with that stuff. And I usually travel with that stuff on hand. That's my carry-on because I never want to lose it, because you never know when you're traveling all these places where your luggage will go. But in my suitcase, I'm packing for about 3 weeks. So I'm packing for potentially some winter stuff in Switzerland. We might be going to the mountains. Who knows? So I'm bringing some winter stuff, but then we're going to Abu Dhabi, where it'll be 30 degrees Celsius the whole time. So kind of got to pack for both.
Stefan, will the seat that's available be decided on strictly results, or is there going to be a reality TV component and, you know, storylines that are fed into the actual competition, or is this really going to be straight competition?
I believe it's going to be a straight competition. I think they're going to throw a number of things at us. It might not strictly be, all right, who's the fastest on the track this time? There might be some physical challenges. They might make us do a number of other activities that kind of feed into motorsports. But they've been pretty reassuring in saying we're not trying to make this like gimmicky. We really just want to showcase the things that happen behind the scenes and what drivers do and all the things that encompass the sport. So I think they're trying to stay away from the gimmicks. I think they're going to try and keep it as straightforward as possible, and any challenges should be pretty fair. But no doubt, like, I'm sure it'll be great if I could have more Canadians viewing it. I'm sure they'll notice I'm doing a decent job of trying to promote the show and myself, and maybe that'll play a factor into it, as it is always in motorsports. You know, part of it is you're not just the driver. You have to represent your sponsor. You have to represent the team well. So there's an element of on-track, and then there's the element of how well you can fit within the team and represent them.
Stefan Radzinski joins us. He is heading off to Race 224. You can check it out online at racetothe24.com. You're going to be trying to raise some awareness for Autism Speaks Canada. I know your younger brother, Arthur, is autistic, and you know, obviously you know all about autism. Talk about how that factor's involved and how Crystal Glass helped you out.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome with Crystal Glass. We had a press conference earlier this week where Crystal Glass committed $2,500 towards the campaign to raise money for Autism Speaks Canada. If you go to my website, rzadracing.com or rzadracing.com, there's a big Race to 24 banner, which will give you more info. We're just trying to raise money from the public and from businesses and anyone who wants to get involved. And I think I kind of looked at it and said, well, what is the one thing that people want about or like about Canadians? And I think it's just that they think we're really nice. You know, people like Italian leather, Asian spices, all sorts of things. But in terms of being Canadian, people wear their maple leaves on their backpack. So donate to the campaign and get your own bit of Canadian karma, whether you're Canadian or not, right? So going to a worldwide competition, I'm going to try and play that angle, and hopefully we can really raise money for a cause that's important to me, and hopefully can do some good.
Well, best of luck. I have no doubt you'll be moving on to Japan and Portugal, and then hopefully you get all the way to the final in France. Best of luck to you in the race, and then on TV, and of course helping raise funds for Autism Speaks Canada.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, regardless of what happens on the show, I think it'd be great to raise some money for something good. So I'm super excited.